to another exciting episode of Packs for Futures podcast. Today I have a fabulous guest whose short film, A Soldier Named Margaret, is here to discuss. Edward Q, welcome.
Hey, hello everyone. Hey, I'm Edward. Thanks for the opportunity for me to be here. Thanks, Simon.
Let's start with a hard question for you. You have a very nice location.
Yes.
So we need to discuss how you got this, because I don't think this was normally available to you.
Yes. So the location is actually a museum. That was actually a museum in one of the small towns in New Zealand, like in Auckland, actually. It's called Helen's Field. And the museum actually was like, it was the perfect, like, period, like, that's like matching with the film, because the museum was, the buildings was built in 19th century. So everything exactly matching the timeline. And it was because one of my tutor, like he knows the people who work at the museum. And that time I was in a rush. Like, it was just having so many difficulties to confirm the location. And then eventually the museum was available at the time. And then I took the team, like my camera crew and everyone, to have a look, to do a recce on the location. And then we confirmed the location. And that's how I got the location.
Oh, it can't be that easy. Hold on. You wrote this script ahead of time then with no location?
Yes. I wrote the script first and then I look for the location. Yes.
Okay, I understand writing the script. I have no problems with that. But where were you going to set up if you didn't find this? Like, I mean, I've seen your short. I know it's very period oriented, so you're kind of very stuck in what you can use.
Yes, it was quite, it was, I would say it was hard. It was quite risky that time. It was quite risky, I mean, to pull this idea out. Because for me that time, I was like, okay, I really had faith in myself, I have to say that. I was like, okay, I want to write a great story. And I need to write this script first. I want to write this great story. And I believed in myself. I was like, I can pull this out. And I was initially, what I was thinking is like, I was going to do a very, very heavy like set dressing on a location, like say a building. I was trying to get a building that's like at least like close to the period during that time. And I was trying to do a really heavy like set dressing to make it look like a really like a period building. That was my initial plan. And for Auckland, like, Auckland does have many buildings that was built around like 1960s. That was quite common. There were so many buildings was built around that time, 1960s, 50s. And some of them was built even like probably 1940s, like even older at the time. And that was my initial target while I was preparing for this film. Yeah.
Hold on. I don't mean rude. I think you're a student. Maybe correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh,
But
yeah, I'm a student. Yep.
You're saying heavy set dressing. You don't have money for heavy set dressing.
Yeah, I mean, yes, but I had time and energy. I was thinking that there are a lot of things I would make it from the scratch. Like, for let's say, like, I actually explored like multiple locations, and there was like quite hard to go through with the team, because it was close to 20 people as well. Was like go through with my DOP and mainly with my DOP, I guess. Like, just to make sure that, okay, my idea is like, it's like, this is like doable. Basically, it actually could come true. And then we actually got like a farmland before. We got a farmland, and there was like a building. I was like, basically like a barn, like a house that was built like around 1960s. The only problem with that place is because the house was quite small. And that just, it's just like, it was really hard to film the interior if we actually chose a location. And I was like, okay, this house is like, I was thinking, it's like, except that time I was thinking, it's like, okay, the interior is actually, I mean, like, I can get the old furniture I can get old furnitures. I can replace the curtain, and it's just like I can basically say I can get all the old furnitures and then make the house like as simple as possible to make sure that everything's reflecting the periods during the war. And yeah, and I was just like, I just think that time that things is really time consuming, but it was doable. And yes, that was my initial thought while I was preparing for this film.
Okay, let's go back to the museum. Yeah, you don't use a lot of it. The museum is more than the one house then.
Sorry, what's that?
When you shoot the short, we really just see one main room and a couple offshoot rooms.
Yes.
How big is the actual museum?
I was the museums like there was like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It was like a 5 historical buildings.
Okay, so you just use one of them then.
I only used one of them,
Okay.
and it was and another thing is that the museum has like a really big field. That's where the rifle scenes.
I'm getting there.
Yeah,
We're going
so
to
it was
get there.
like a
Don't worry.
big land with like 5 historical buildings, and yeah.
Okay. So you do show me the rifle scene. You want to go into that? We do. She goes outside. She does the rifle scene. And you show me a shot of the building. I only see one building still in that shot.
Yes, that it. Yes. I think what I want is that what I want to. The feeling I wanted to create is like I want to see like a standalone house in a
Yeah,
field.
that makes sense.
That's what I want to do. So I was never planning to show like more than one building in this film. And another thing is because that there are some modern buildings around the area, and I don't want to get that in the shot. So that's the main reason. That was just I was not showing too much about the field, but like we basically all audience only see like a building and a field. That's all. That was the
You must have loved that rifle shot because you have a beautiful view and there's nothing blocking you.
I'm really thankful for getting the location, and that was exactly what I want as well, because I would want to really capture the nature in New Zealand, and also I wanted the very accurate historical like dressing, basically set dressing, everything's to go along with the story. So that was a blessing. I was really happy with that.
Because you had a museum location, did you do any set dressing at all, or was it all there for you?
I mean, like there were few things. I mean, like basically, the set dressing was way easier compared with my initial plan because like the furniture was there, and I just need a few items that I was like basically I got it from like outside sourcing, like the radio I got it from, I got from one of the professional like the props place. It was a radio, and the photo frames and the photos. I planned a photo shoot for my actors to get the photos, and then I got the photo frames myself. And what else? And also all the like the dressing, the nightgown, the clothing, everything that
Right.
was inside. But other than that, not much. Like everything was basically come with the museum.
So the uniform's a real uniform?
It was the uni the uniform was the uni the uniform was the uniform that then that people you then New Zealand used for the any war films that was actually
Okay.
from the I'm not exactly sure if that was exactly the uniform that people wore from that time, but it was from the props place. So yeah, that's what I got. But I mean it looks exactly the same as the uniform from the history.
Now, the casting looks like you're casting very young people for all the roles.
Yes, I mean like for me I for Margaret's let's say for Margaret's and Margaret's sister, they are almost exactly the age that I wanted like that I want them to be, because Margaret's someone who's like who just turned 18, And then I was wanting to have like a actress that can really give me that energy of the young adult and who has the passion, who has the passion and who wants to protect her family. And so that's the reason I was like, okay, so for Margaret and Emma, okay, that I really want people to be exactly for the age. And for the mom, for the parents, parents, like, I must say, because like we all from the same school, they're like we all from the same school, and I was trying to not make it to make it more complicated for the casting, so it was like I was only casting from the school, and I mean at that time I think. For the parents that the actor and actress for parents basically Luke and Jess, I think they are the best with like they are the best as the screen chemistry and also age wise they are a bit older than Margaret and Emma, so I think that was the best combo I can have in the very like short period of time that I can basically
You held auditions then for this, or you picked them by yourself?
I wow it's a long story it's like basically it's that like we were advised to cast from school that's our number one since we want to give the actors from school as many opportunities as possible and then I had my eyes on I had my eyes on them like from the very beginning of this film of like preparing for this film so it was just more about their availability because I it was really hard to like I say really hard to how much really hard to like really make sure everyone's available for the for this film at the time so there was so many like arrangement and negotiations going on, change a date of like filming, and also people need to t take day offs, and it was just a lot of like we I tried with the tutors, like the acting tutors, for a really long time, just to be able to get everyone's on board and also sorting out the transport, everything, just to make sure people can be at the place they need to be on time. And so yeah, I didn't really went through too much audition. I was just like, I really want this actor and this actress. Can we make it happen? That's
Okay.
how you go. Yeah.
They do eat food at the beginning of the short. Who made the food?
The food was like oh and the food is like the food actually was like so you mean the dinner things, right? The food
Yes,
on the,
that's what I'm talking about.
yeah, the food was from the local like shop.
Okay.
That was I didn't have time to make it because at the time was too packed. I don't want to overwork anyone, everything. So I was just like I just got it from the local shop, and that was actually I was it was like I had a look of the I went through like so many studies on purpose to see what exactly what are the particular food people eat at that time, and then that was like I think that was exactly the things I was looking for as well because at that time it's like right before everything happened because New Zealand didn't had really had a food shortage at all, but and also all the restriction comes in pretty late compared with other place. So that's why New Zealand kind of have the good the like say the meat. The meat was not really limited at that time. And with the stew and the bread that was just exactly what people had at the time.
Okay. Why
So yeah.
this topic? I mean, you're a film student, you're on a very limited budget. Why this topic?
Yeah. So I would say there's two, I think like there are three main reasons for that. Number one is I do have like a bachelor degrees in history. So
Aha.
I study history very well, especially this topic. That's one thing. So I have the skills, I have the ability, I have the knowledge to progress this project. And the number, and there's another thing is the emotion. How am I say? The emotions that I want to create in this film. Because I wanted to create a scene is like how people are fighting against the things that is uncontrollable and how people don't give up on what they believe. And I really wanted to create this emotion. And I really want, and another thing is at that time I was thinking is that, okay, I want to, oh, another one is like, I want to, how am I say? I want to create a film that's very, I mean, quite like, I want to create a film that's like very different. Like very, how am I say? I want to create a film that's like, it has the beauty of the set dressing, the arts, and that beauty goes along with the story very well. So it just leads me more and more towards this topic. And I think this topic is very meaningful with my knowledge, with what I study, with my knowledge as well.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
At the end of the film, you put a narrative in. You run me. The woman says she changes her mind. The mom, to let her
Oh, yeah.
go.
Yeah.
But how come you don't show us that? Was it a time issue? Because you
I
showed us everything that leads up to that. And then right at the climax, you sort of just narrate me off. So I want to know why you did that.
Yes. So time issue is like one of the reason for that one. It's because like that I only have like 3 days like shoot like
Okay.
film like yeah I've actually pushed it to 3.5, but the time that it's just like there was not enough time for that one. And I was more focused on Margaret, like how Margaret is coping with all this going on her life. So when time is short, and I have to choose one focus, I chose Margaret. That
Okay.
is the main reason. Yeah.
You have lots of music in here, lots and lots of music.
Yes.
Did you know these songs ahead of time or these pieces, or you added them afterwards? You looked for them.
The song in the ending part, it was the song I wanted from the very beginning. And it was actually created by one of the Kiwi New Zealand artists, Alina. And I was trying to contact her to get the copyright of this song. But it's just like, I actually, because like because of the all the, because of all the scheduling and the preparation, everything, I didn't have enough time to communicate with her with the song. So I was like, okay, I want to create like a version of a music that's like that. So that was the song actually I created. I had my friend to create the version of like a music that's giving that feelings like that at the end of the and at the end of my film. That's how I got the music. That's the number one. And the rest of them are the songs I the rest of them are the songs I got from Epidemic songs is one place for them. Yes, most of them I just go with Epidemic songs. Yeah.
Okay, you add lots of sound effects here because I know they weren't on set.
Yeah.
Where did you, how did you get your sound effects?
Most of them is from, I mean, for the sound effects, most of them are from the website, I would say. Like there are I think there are the Free Audio Ops website and the other one's Epidemic website. I think I only got songs from these two. And the other one was created by my friend. Yeah, but that's mostly just the background music, not exactly the sound effect.
Okay, so at the end of the film, you do put a little thing for South Seas Film School.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Is this
So
your thesis?
sorry, Chris. So
Is
what's
this
that?
your thesis film?
Sorry,
I'm not. Is
what was
this your
that?
final project for your course?
Yes, this was my final project for the
So it's
course.
your
Yeah.
thesis. Okay. So
Yep.
that's
Okay.
why you put it on. Okay, that was my last question. Don't worry, you're all good.
Okay,
So,
cool.
your favorite film?
My favorite film, Before Sunrise, I would say.
Great film.
Yeah.
Phenomenal choice.
Yeah.
Your favorite war film?
I think I would say the furry.
The Fairy?
The furry. Like
Oh, the Fury,
furry, yeah.
the Brad Pitt film.
Yeah, that's the
Okay,
one.
so one film you've never seen, but we'll rectify that this year.
I have never seen. Okay. Let me see. I think I've never seen the film I've never seen and I really want to share. Well, this is a hard one that I've never seen. Because I would say damn, you got me there. Okay, let me think the film I've never
Oh,
seen. It has to be the one I have never seen, right?
yeah, I'm looking for that. If there's something you feel you should have seen by now and haven't, I mean, have you seen The Matrix? Lord of the
No,
Rings?
you got me
Wizard of
there.
Oz? I'll give you lots of them.
Yeah, I think you got me there. The Matrix. Yeah,
There
the
you go.
Matrix. I've never seen. Yes, I've never seen Matrix. Yeah.
Okay,
Okay, I think that's
watch The
okay. Yeah, that's
Matrix. You'll be
okay.
happy. So tell
Yeah.
everybody where they can find your work, please.
So now the so I mean for my website, most of them will be on my YouTube. It'll be on my YouTube channel. It's called Heaps. Heaps with a Z. So that was the most of my works. Like I started my vlog or everything. It would like it to be uploaded on there. So that would be the good place to go. And so far, that was the mainly platform that I use for my work. Yeah.
Thanks for your time and have a great day.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you.